WV8DX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff, ACDG.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. How are you this morning?
It's just a fine week, so what can I say? I hadn't talked to you for a few days, but I'm going to give you a shout. I turned off my APRS yesterday. He was doing that same thing he was doing a week or two ago, locking up.
I noticed it was on there for a little while. I keep an eye on it. Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting week. I just haven't been in the mood, I suppose. Look at the radio, and I just don't want to turn it on, don't want anything to do with it. Oh, but it's like, God, I haven't talked to Jim. I miss Jim, so here I am.
Okay, well, the only thing new happening up here is this weekend I've got a cousin coming in. He lives up in, up in the UP. He's coming down for that bicycle harvest tour on Saturday. So he's going to camp out in my backyard for Friday, Saturday, and the
Well, there you go. I'm waiting to see what my paycheck allows. If paycheck is appropriate, I am going to make a run down to Fowlerville, Michigan this weekend. This weekend is Hearst Fest, so if I can afford to, I'm going to make it down there. If not, I'm probably just going to stay at home and have a long weekend. I've got Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. I took an extra day for those. So if I did the Curse Fest, I could kick back and relax a little bit.
Well, months ago, we were talking about Fowlerville, and I asked you where it was. So I had to look it up on the map. So, well, I hope the paycheck affords you a fun weekend. It looks like it's going to be another relatively warm. Been actually too hot a little bit, but hey, take advantage of it before you have to put the hearse to bed.
I was thinking about, it's only a couple months away, or a little over a month away, and we'll be parking it for the winter, so it's that time of year again.
Yeah, I had to laugh. I think the last time I talked, I was getting ready. I got new tires on the car, oil change, all that kind of stuff. So I'm ready for winter, and I ended up getting those Hankook tires. They look pretty nice. They sound quieter than my old ones, which surprised me because they're a more aggressive tire, but quieter, which was a bonus.
The wife and I have been running Hankooks for quite a few years. She actually introduced me to them, so. And for an all-season tire, you're right, they're quieter than most run into. They're not quite as quiet as a good summer tire, but definitely not sound like your big mudders on there, right?
Yeah, I actually think the problem was my old tires were getting old, and you know how wear patterns kind of affect how... threads have gone, so that now I've got flat and smooth, but it is definitely a all-season winter rate, as they call it. I don't know what they call it. But anyhow, they're based on the millimeters of depth of the tread. It's more aggressive, like a 13, 30 seconds. I don't know how that compares to sticking a penny in the depth gauge.
I've never gone that far, but the other thing you may have noticed causing your other tires to be loud is a lot of your tires, as they get older, they get harder. The rubber hardens, and they don't get the traction they used to, and they start making noise. So anyway, yep. Well, good. You're all set for the winter, so that's a good sign. At least on that standpoint. How's the wood pile doing?
I really haven't done much cutting this year because I didn't use much last year. So I'm kind of set, and I've got a couple bear standing trees. If I need them, I could harvest them. But right now, I'm going to leave them vertical, so to speak.
Good. I'm by Veronica Valley. You want to switch by 86?
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. QSY, but I won't be there for very long. ECATG, QSY.
Sounds good. WD, QSY. WD8JVQ. WD8JVQ, listening.
N8NXP Mobile.
WD8JVQ, Petoskey.
ADMH Mobile, Petoskey.
How's it going, Drake?
Oh, hey, it's that guy. Oh, what's going on, Jeff?
Oh, just driving around, sometimes getting paid for it. Now you know.
Yeah. I get to do that. I'm headed back down to Traverse now. First stop was Kalkaska, and after that was Emmett County Sheriff. So, first thing this morning I had to do was hunt down some electrical issues that were, well, I couldn't replicate them, which was fun. So, there you go. And then after that I got to work on, figure out what was going on with a body-worn camera docking station for the M500 DVRs, and the dock is just toast, so I got to sit on the phone with Motorola for 35 minutes.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Not. I just posted in the channel, any idea how much KF5 was left in that box?
Gonna be honest, I have absolutely no idea. I didn't even look in that box.
Okay, just curious what was left. No biggie. I went down to Brighton, delivered my 7 pallets of 7 totes of brake fluid. Went over to Highland. Went to the address they sent me. Wrong address. Got to see some old classic cars, though. LaFontaine's personal collection. Well in excess of $10 million sitting in that. It's an old bowling alley that they converted. Well over $10 million in cars and trucks and stuff sitting in there. It was pretty awesome. Then I went over to the main dealership and sat there for 2 hours because they sent 2 trucks there and they had to figure out which one was supposed to get the battery, the return battery. So now I'm just going through Flint. That's been my day. Go to the yard and call it a day.
Well, certainly keeps it interesting. There you go. Now tomorrow I get to run over to,
Lafarge Presqu'Île. And then hopefully I'll be back in time in Traverse before 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock-ish, something like that. That's the goal. Whether or not it'll happen, I don't really know. Probably not. But, I've, got to take sibling to, the high school football game there, so apparently that ended up being my, responsibility for tomorrow.
Well, you better get up an hour early and go, so you're back in time.
Yeah, that's a 3-hour drive. I'm not getting up an hour early. I'm getting up as late as I possibly can. It sucks getting up early for that drive sometimes.
I hear you. I get to go to Holland and then Kalamazoo and then back to Flint. Not very often. I know I have my dispatch. Of course, that's all subject to change without notice, so it's just not very often that I know what I'm doing. For the load I'm doing, let alone the next load, let alone the whole next day, so it does make it a lot nicer, though. I like knowing what I'm doing, you know, tomorrow, today.
I like knowing what I'm doing the next day as well, usually like at least a day in advance, so, you know, I can stop at the shop in the evening and grab what I need and not have to worry about going there in the morning and whatnot, but sometimes I don't get that luxury.
I hear you. Man, this weather is just gorgeous. Kind of stood outside last night looking at the stars. And been keeping track of the ISS going overhead. There's a pretty good website to give you times and where they're at. The other night there was a 6-minute pass. Pretty cool watching it go overhead. Not that you see much other than a bright light going across the sky, but it's just neat. One of these times I'll definitely make a contact, hopefully be able to make a contact. I've talked to Ed for my handheld before.
Yeah, that's cool. I remember working SO50. It was a really low pass, which is why it worked, but I worked SO50 on a portable without a Yagi. Barely worked, but it worked. I haven't been able to do that again since.
Yeah, check with the ISS is to get them when they're overhead, when they're on a break or after their work or whatever, that they're making random contacts.
Yeah, I always like having that frequency in my scan list. You never know what you're going to find on there.
Yep, I didn't listen for a long time, but actually seen it on the news the other day, a week or so ago, and put it back in the scan list. Looked up the website, started tracking. I think there's actually 2 passes tonight for our area, which is probably close to the same as you guys up there.
Yeah, I'll have to see. I do have the arrow, so I might give it a shot. Well, I don't know if I'd have to check if they've got the repeater or the packet going. I can do either one. I would imagine they still got the repeater going. But I'll have to see.
Yeah, I think when they make random contacts, I think they're just on simplex. I think they turn all that other stuff off. I think they only have one antenna.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. They, I know that they talk down on 145.8 whenever they make random contacts, so. Yeah.
145.8, yeah. Let's see, tonight there's an 806 pass. It's 6 minutes, and a 944 pass is 3 minutes.
I'll be back with you in a minute. Phone's ringing. Thank you, Mitch.
Cuban Estevere. Here. Cuban Estevere. Here.
It ain't NX people.
At ACM Mobile.
N8NXP, this is WN8Q. N8NXP, WN8Q.
K8FGW, monitor.
All right, Mitch, get off. Hey, we just got home.
How's Lily doing? How's Lily doing?
What was that? Did you say you were stopping by?
How's Lily doing right now?
Ah, she's doing all right. She's hanging in there.
North Carolina for some freezing pause for rallying this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll probably be there Saturday. I'm not sure what time we'll get there, but we'll be there Saturday.
Okay, we're down to, I think we're going to set up down by the tractor pulling area.
Okay, yeah, we'll see you down there.
So what else is there in your world?
Oh, not a whole lot. So, yeah, we just unloaded the car and getting everything in. And, yeah, found myself a Colt in there.
I tried to call you last night on the Grand Marine
repeater. Oh, did you? Yeah, I wasn't even on. So I turned it. I turned the link system, or the UP link system on like once, I think once when I was over there in the morning, but I didn't get anyone, so I just sat there. To heck with it. Then we're at the hospital all day. I think we didn't get out of there till about 4:30 or so. And so that was that for that day. We went and found something for dinner and went back to the hotel room and hung out. Sat in the hot tub for a bit.
Yeah, we were, I was over in Newbury the other day for the 12-minute community, so I thought it was. So I just tried to bump in the old
UP
link system.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, well, that's neat. Are they going to actually try it, or what's going to go on?
The race date is actually the second weekend in January.
Oh, wow. They bumped it up. Okay. Yeah, hopefully it, we shouldn't have any issues this year. So I'm anticipating that we're going to get a normal amount of snow.
Yeah, hopefully the bottom will drop by in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, no, I don't think so. That's not going to happen until probably November or even the middle of October.
I want to try to put a team in it this year. I don't know if I can or not. It depends on the weather.
All right, well. Yeah, you should put your team together.
I've got enough dogs. I'm going to try to train 15. I'm going to see if I can get somebody to grab another one for me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know any offers, that's for sure. So you'll have to put the word out on Facebook.
Hopefully we get someone using the tech gas, but it'd be great if they did.
There you go. Hey, give it a try. So, there you go. I'm going to let you go, or we'll see you later. So, I got to put stuff away, and Iris is wanting to dig things out of the lean-to. So, back to later, Joe. K8HT, K8FGW.
Saturday, KPE, 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 KPE,